Parak Vav, Mishnah Vav. Chamesh Chaburos, if you have five groups of people, or it could be 10 groups, the number five is Lav Dafka. Sheshavzu Betraklin Echa, that they all got together, and they're all, you know, settling down in this giant hall. And the hall is divided by Mechitzos. And it's going to depend whether the Mechitzos hit the ceiling, or they don't hit the ceiling. So let's see. In the first case, they don't reach the ceiling. And each Chabura has his own area in his Mechitza. There's five different Mechitzos, and they each have their own area. However, at the same time, also they each have an entranceway that opens up into the courtyard. So Bishamai Omrim, Bishamai say, Erev Lekol Chabura Mechabura, that each Kol Achas, each Chabura, has to give bread for the Erev of the Chatzar, because it's all considered separate. Right, they're all chaluko zumizu, they're all separate from one from the other. Basil Omer and Basil say, no, Erev Echad Kulan, they're all considered like one happy family, and it's enough to have bread from one of the groups to represent all of them in order to make the Erev for the Chatzar. Umodim, but Basil will agree to Bishamai, Bizman Shmiktsasan Shruyan Bachadaram O Balios. The Gemara explains the Kavana of the Mishnah is that let's just say the Mechitzos actually did reach the roof of this giant hall. So then, Beis Hillel would agree to Beis Shammai that we look at it as if they have their own separate rooms, their own separate areas, and Shein Tzvichin Eir, the Kol Chabura V'Chabura, that now each and every Kol Achas, each and every group, would have to bring his own Eir of his own bread in order to be Mishtatef to the Eir of the Chatzar, should he call Achaz Dara B'chedev the Aswa? Because now each one's going to be in his own room, and therefore one piece of bread is not enough to represent all of them, rather they each have to have their own piece of bread to be mishtate, to contribute, in order to be part of the Erev. Okay. Mishnah Zion. Now with Mishnah Zion, there's a number of things that we have to understand, so let's start first with the introduction. Kvar Haskarana, we already mentioned that an Erev of the Erev Chaseros, when you're making an Erev for all the courtyards, you use bread, which means they would collect a loaf of bread from each and every household, and then they would place the bread into one of the homes of the Chatzar in one utensil. That was the, that's what they would do. And some say that the minhag was they would collect flour from each and every household, and then they made a bread, you know, to represent all of them. Bram, however, by as a home, Shemunichem bo as a Erev, the bread that the Erev was placed in, any Tzarchitin Pasal Erev, they don't have to give bread. So each home has to give bread, right, in order to contribute to the Erev and be a part of the Erev. And the bread was placed into one utensil, into one home. But the actual home hosting the bread, or the breads really, didn't have to give their own bread. Why? Shebal of Darim Shamamish, because the owners live there, and they're considered a partner in the whole project. Okay. So generally, when you're making the Erev Chaseros, each home has to give bread. They put it in one utensil in one person's home, and the person that's hosting it, he himself doesn't have to get bread. Next concept. Anshi Chatzar, people of a courtyard. Sheyukulim Ochel Mashulchan Echad, that they're all eating on one table. Even though they each have their own separate houses, they don't need an Erev. We look at them as all one household. Just like a person's wife and his children are all connected to him, right? So, and you don't have to make an Erev for them if you're making it for yourself. These people are like one happy family because they all are so much, they all rely on the same table. So even though they have separate homes, since they're always eating together, they actually don't have to make an Erev to combine, you know, their homes to one another. Very interesting. V'chein, similarly, let's just say this group wants to make an Erev with men from another courtyard. So all they have to do is one Erev for all of them, and one piece of bread, pas achas, one piece of bread for all of them, they would bring to the area to make the Erev, because again, they're all connected like one happy family. Let's just say the Erev was coming to them. So then, just like the host normally doesn't have to contribute to the bread because he's hosting it, so too this whole entire group wouldn't have to put bread into the Erev because they are one happy family and they're the host. So we said hosts don't have to give the bread. Okay. And then last concept, men of a courtyard, they made an Erev. Nasu kulam v'ayis achad. They're all like one home. Okay. If they have to make an erev with another courtyard, kikar achas, one loaf is enough to represent them in order to make them mishtatif in the erev. Okay, we said that already. Okay, fine. So these are the concepts. So our Mishnah is going to now don the case of if you have brothers or if you have partners that are relying on one table. How does the, you know, distribution of the bread go? So let us begin. Ha'achen hashutfim. It's not really hashutfim. The girsa should be, you know, or, like v'hashutfim. So either you have brothers or you have partners. So you ochlen al shulchan aviyam. They're eating on their father or their master's table. V'yashenim b'tayim, but they were sleeping in their houses. Each had their, in that courtyard that their father or their master was living, their own home. There was a miyuchad for them. And there's also other dwellers in the courtyard. And the Gemara explains that the kavanah of the Mishnah is not that they're eating mamash at their master, at their father's house or their master's house, rather that they're just accepting the food, from their father or from their master, but they, you know, they eat it in their own home. Okay, and that's how they explain by the partners. Shutfim hashayu ochlem al shulchan echad. Partners that eat on one table means dayarim shayu mekablam panasasam. They would receive their work from one guy in the courtyard, and then they would eat, you know, in their own homes. Okay, so these two examples, trichin erev lekol echad ve'echad, they each need their own erev. They each have to give their own bread towards the erev. Why? They're both working for their business businessman, or they're both, you know, from their father. So maybe they're connected as one. No, ha'ol v'kol achad. Since each one, you know, lives on his own. So da'ir la'atzmo lives on his own. Kishbam la'arav, when they want to make an heir with other people in the courtyard, they each have to bring their own bread, and we don't look at them as one happy family. L'fikach, therefore, im shachach achad mehem v'lo erev. If one of them did not forget to give the bread to the erev, mevat also shuso, he'll kill the whole erev, everybody, unless he says that I'm gonna be mevatel my rishus, I'll nullify my domain for everybody else to use, so I shouldn't ruin it for everybody. Okay. Now, emasai, when does each of these partners or each of the brothers have to have their own erev? Bizman, shumalichin, eruvan, b'malkom acher. When they bring the erev to another place, meaning shemanichin is the erev base, so they place the erev in the home, shel echad mishar b'nei chatzah, in one of the homes of all the rest of the people of the courtyard. So, shehav huzku clear, since they need this erev, v'shar de'erem osmal lam, right? Afim osmal de'er chatzah, v'tzach kol echad. So if they're making the erev in some random guy's house, each brother or each partner has to give his own piece of bread towards the erev. However, avol maya erev butz lana, the erev was coming to them. All the people of the courtyard are placing the bread in their father's home, or in the CEO's home of these two partners. Or if they don't have a dwelling place in the courtyard, meaning let's just say the only people in the courtyard are the brothers of the father or the partners of their boss. Then ainan tzrichin la'arev, they don't have to make an erev, meaning hoel va'achem, since the brothers will take the food from their father's house or the partners from their CEO's house, therefore ainan tzrichin l'shtatev, but they don't have to be mishtatev, shrei bayis shemenichim bo'as ha'erev, because the home where they put the erev, ainan tzarech litin pas la'erev, they don't have to give bread to the erev. Why? Because if they're hosting it, we just said they don't have to give. V'chein, and so too, im ain de'yar ma'achem b'chatev, there's no other people in the courtyard, hari ha'chatev, the whole chatev is kula, it's like one rishus. Because the bread is protecting them all together in their father's house, or for the partners in their CEO's house. So basically, in short, to summarize what we're saying over here is that the two brothers or the two partners, because their food is coming from their father or from their CEO, they have some kind of connection there, right? If they have to give food to participate in an erev, then they have to give bread separately, because they want to participate in someone else's erev, it's got to come from them. But if the people want to make the erev by them, right, so then it's really being by their father's house or by their CEO's house, since the father or the CEO is the one in charge, and they are getting their food from the father or the CEO, So then technically they don't have to give anything. Why? Because their food's coming from that source. And we also said that when your house is the house receiving the bread for the Erev, you don't have to give anything. So in that regard, they would be connected as one. Or if there's no one else in the courtyard, they wouldn't have to make an Erev, because again, their bread is coming from one source, and therefore, if there's no one else in the courtyard, right, they wouldn't have to make an Erev, and that concludes Mishnah Zayin.